الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about sabr and shukr, and we said that sometimes a person makes shukr for some bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him, and sometimes a person makes sabr for some musibah, for some calamity, some trial that has befallen him as a test from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the current verse, in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse mentions to us what are those masaib, those difficulties, those calamities that can befall a person as a test from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and most certainly we will test you with a little bit of fear, with some fear. Fear for who? خَوْفٌ مِّنَ الْأَعْدَاءِ. Fear for the enemy. وَالْجُوعِ. We will test you with a little bit of hunger and starvation. Sometimes لِقِلَّةِ الطَّعَامِ. There is no food. A person should make sabr. There is no food on the table. A person should be steadfast and patient. وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes tests a person with نَقْصٌ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. There's some loss in property, loss in wealth. A person is rich and all of a sudden overnight we hear a person has lost all his money. He should consider this as a test that has come to him from the side of Allah. Sometimes a person, he loses some lives, some people, some family members, some friends of his. He should consider this also as a musibah and a test that has come to him from the side of Allah. Sometimes a person, Allah says, Allah tests a person through naqsun min al-thamarat, where a person loses some fruit, vegetation, crops. With all the money that a person has in the world, a person cannot revive this dead land. It is only Allah who revives the dead land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are some of the masaib, some of the trials, difficulties, calamities and disasters that can befall a person. But all of this, he should consider it to be a test from the side of Allah, and he should be steadfast. If a person is steadfast, Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, then give glad tidings to those who are steadfast. And who are they? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُ مُصِيبَةٌ. They are those people, whatever difficulty afflicts them, whether it be these masaib that are in the above mentioned verse, or whatever the musibah be, if a person is afflicted with some trial, then he says, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Without any hesitation, بِغَيْرِ تَرَدُّدٍ, without any hesitation, a person immediately, he says, and he reverts everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, we belong to Allah, and we are going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, if this is the reaction of such a person, if this is the way he responds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Then surely for such people, there will be blessings and mercies that will come upon them from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such people are rightly guided. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.